We've had a couple of bumpy weeks since the lightning storm started many fires on July 15th, and then sparks from a vehicle started the car fire a week later. We're still getting all the details on that disaster. Smoke filled the skies in big chunks of the region, affecting thousands of people who were otherwise unharmed by the fires. In the arts world, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival had to cancel 10 shows in its outdoor theater because of unhealthy levels of smoke in Ashland. The Brit Festival had to move the orchestra concerts indoors for the same reason. Let's turn the page. Let's get to a new month. Here's We the Kings to sing us in. August is over, they say? Not so fast. There's a lot of August ahead of us and a whole lot of arts events planned for the coming weeks. Here's where you hear about them in our First Friday Arts segment, a smorgasbord of arts happenings on stages and in galleries. Call 800-838-3760 to tell the region about your event. We have several phone lines open, unless our phone lines are malfunctioning, but we got a couple online already. Let us start with Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us in the new studio.
Absolutely. So at the Oregon Cabaret, we have the Tony Award-winning Broadway smash hit Avenue Q, which of course is, yes, it's puppets, but it's for adults. But we've had some wonderful reviews. It's super funny, has some brilliant songs, and we have some wonderful, wonderful performers. Two from New York, a couple from L.A., and even a local actor in town, Alex Boyles, who is wonderful in the show as well. So that is playing through September 9th at the Cabaret.
Valerie, what is the basic story thrust of Avenue Q?
Sure. It's about a young man named Princeton who is done with college, just graduated, and is trying to make it in the world and find his purpose. But he cannot find a place to live, and the only place he can find to live in New York is way down on Avenue Q, where he meets some fun neighbors who start to teach him about what life is really like after college.
Well, there's a song that that you sent us from the Broadway version that I think is probably Princeton singing, but here's a taste of what goes on in the Oregon Cabaret Theater's Avenue Q.
What do you do with the B.A. in English? What is my life going to be? 4 years of college and plenty of knowledge have earned me this useless degree.
Can we safely assume that's Princeton singing?
That is, yes. That's when he first arrives on FUQ.
Wow. Oh, so that goes through September 9th?
It does, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any of the late night shows coming up in the month of August?
You know, we don't this time around. We will do our late night Naughty But Nice series at the holiday time, though, at Christmas.
Okay, sounds fun. And what's coming up behind Avenue Q? What's the next thing well into September, I imagine?
Yeah, September 20th, we open Picasso at the Le Pont Agile, which is written by Steve Martin. So it's a really funny farce. It takes place at a bar called the Le Pont Agile in Paris, where Einstein and Picasso just happened to meet one day. So it's a very funny, very short, actually, play, and that opens September 20th. And actually, Galloway Stevens and our managing director, Rick Robinson, are going to be in that show.
Oh, wonderful. That's something to look forward to. Yeah, both great stage presences. Okay, good things happening at the Oregon Cabaret Theater, as always. Avenue Q, is it selling well so far? Is it hard to get a ticket?
You know, we have tickets available. We've had some people cancel because of the smoke, so if you want to get out of the smoke, come to our theater, and we have lots of air conditioning, and you don't have to be outside.
All right. That's the Oregon Cabaret Theater with Avenue Q through September 9th. Valerie Rochelle, thanks so much for joining us once again on The Exchange.
Thanks.
All right. This is First Friday Arts on The Exchange, your chance to plug your arts event for the coming weeks in the region. A phone line is open now at 800-838-3760, and we turn now to Barbara at the Liberty Arts Gallery in Wairika. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. And we do have an opening tonight from 5 till 8 p.m., and we're presenting the show Quintessence. It's as unique and varied an exhibition as they come, and it brings you the sort of authentic and distinctive one-of-a-kind self-portraits from artists here and some from abroad. It was an open-call exhibit, and we've had over 30 unique entries for this exhibition, including painting and photography, sculpture, and even the written word. Artists have been compelled to represent their own likeness in self-portraits since early Renaissance days, but although the straight image of oneself does portray these, yourself, we encourage the artist to investigate further and think outside the box and beyond the surface, and even ask themselves the question, would your self-portrait be different if only you could see it? So we have some really outrageous and lovely stuff there, and there will be refreshments and live music outside in the plaza by the band Honey Glove, who play good rock and roll and original material. The admission, as usual, is always free, and this show runs through September the 7th at 108 West Minor, Wairika.
All right. Barbara, thanks so much for joining us once again from Liberty Arts. Always good to have you. Let us move on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll take a call now from Dina at Cafe 116 in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Hey, I wanted to let you and your listeners know that we'll be open until 7 p.m. tonight for First Friday. We still have our featured artist, Kristen O'Neill, with us. And she has on display her Oregon Trail collection, and it's just amazing. Each piece is kind of like taking a hike through a painting. Once again, I'd like to thank Teresa at Creatively Speaking for bringing us another local gem. We're also going to have some live music. We're going to have harpist Casey Garcia.
Oh, we have a little clip from Casey Garcia that we can play. This is from Cafe 116, Casey Garcia playing the harp. Well-known harp piece, that's Cherry Blossoms, Casey Garcia playing that. And she'll be playing when?
Tonight from 4 to 7 at Cafe 116. Yeah, it's just lovely. She started teaching herself the folk harp at the age of 16. So she's going to be joining us and Kristen O'Neill. So we invite everyone to come on down, enjoy some ocean views and some healing sounds.
Okay, sounds great. Cafe 116 in Ashland, 4 to 7 tonight, open for First Friday Arts. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay. Bye. We now move on our First Friday Arts segment. We have another phone line available, obviously, at 800-838-3760. And we welcome Elizabeth from the Cascade Theater in Reading. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange, or welcome for the first time.
Thanks. It's been my first week at Cascade Theater. So we.
Wow, what a week to start in Reading at anything, really.
I'll say. We did reschedule the Happy Feet screening. Part of our Kids Summer Movie Club, which will be this Sunday at 2 p.m. It's free for the whole family. We are also offering free concessions, free popcorn, and free soda in Reading, in downtown Reading. So another excuse to get out of the smoke and get inside in cold air conditioning and have some fun and be safe. On Monday, August 6th, we have Pat Benatar and her partner, Neil Giraldo, are performing songs. And we are so excited that they never once said that they wouldn't come. They're really excited to come be with Reading. Tuesday, August 14th, we've got American Idol winner Philip Phillips and multi-platinum performer Gavin DeGraw taking the stage.
And before we go, we have Philip Phillips, actually. We have a clip from him. So let's hear a little bit of the music of Philip Phillips.
And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
And there is the title of the song, Home by Philip Phillips. And what's the date that he'll be at the Cascade?
That'll be Tuesday, August 14th.
Tuesday, August 14th. Okay. And so how many events actually canceled or at least postponed at the Cascade?
We had originally postponed the kids screening, which we have rescheduled for this Sunday, and we did have to reschedule Robert Cray, originally slated for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
Robert Cray, we'll get him early next year, we're hoping.
Okay. So the Happy Feet event is on Sunday and Pat Benatar on Monday?
Yes.
All right. And then Philip Phillips on Tuesday, August 14th. So back on your feet at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Always good to hear from Reading, particularly at this time in history.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, Elizabeth. Appreciate it. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. You can join the conversation at 800-838-3760 to plug arts events coming to your neck of the woods. Let us take a call here from Karen at So Creative in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you. I wanted to let you know about an art event that's happening at my store. It is called 100 Days of Creativity. And basically, I put out a call to a bunch of friends, and we did artwork for 100 consecutive days, each of us doing our own projects, and so we're showing all 100 pieces.
Fun. So what kinds of
art?
Fiber art.
Photography. We have cut paper collage, watercolor. It's a great show.
All right. So how many different artists altogether?
Well, we have 8 showing their work. We had probably 15 participating from Los Angeles up to Seattle, but the local Ashland artists, 8 of us are showing.
Okay, and so that's 100 days of the work of these artists?
Right, yes.
And
we each set our own parameters, and so, for instance, I did 6-inch blocks with circles and hand embroidery. Somebody else did knitting. Another person did photographs every single day. So it's a great show.
And is it on display tonight at First Friday Arts?
We are located right next door to Paddington Station.
Next
the show will be up all weekend,
mm-hmm.
and we will be open for First Friday until 8 o'clock.
Okay. I think I talked over you a little bit. So you're right next to Paddington Station in downtown Ashland?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Always easy to find people through Paddington Station. Karen, thanks. Good to hear from you on First Friday Arts.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Let's move on in First Friday Arts. Another phone line open now, 800-838-3760. We go to Deborah at the Shasta County Arts Council. Thanks so much for joining us today on The Exchange.
Hi, Gregory. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
We're doing well. We're hanging in there.
Truly. And I noticed that you're doing some inspiring things at the Shasta County Arts Council to try to get people to express themselves right now.
Yes. Today, we are opening up Old City Hall at 1313 Market Street and encouraging people to come down, get out of the smoke, get into some air-conditioned space, and express yourself. Write letters. Create signs of thanks to the emergency personnel. So we have a large ballroom. It's set up for painting. We'll have all the supplies there. It's free for everyone, and it's going to take place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Old City Hall, again, 1313 Market Street. We want you to create and write and draw and paint letters of thanks to our firefighters, to our policemen, to our sheriffs, to all those people that, and even to the news media, you know, that have been keeping us informed, creating a community with the members that are coming in, and also the community people that just want to express themselves.
And is that all today, Deborah?
It's this Friday today and next Friday.
Okay.
So, and it's from 9 to 1 both days. And it's just an opportunity. It's a free event. It's open to all ages. We are encouraging parents with children younger than the age of 12 to please accompany their minors.
Okay, so don't just leave your kids there and take off to go someplace else.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, we just don't have enough people to watch legally, you know, per however many kids. I think it's 6 kids.
Sure.
So we need people to stay there with their kids.
Okay, so express yourself. I mean, get your feelings out in painting and other media at the Shasta County Arts Council at Old City Hall. Is it 3131?
1313.
I used to work for Channel 31. Sorry, I flopped those digits a lot. 1313 Market Street.
Lucky 13 on Market Street.
Yeah. Lucky 13. Okay. Thanks for calling, Deborah. Good to hear from you from Reading.
Right.
This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Next call goes to Teresa at Shepherd's Dream in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Hi there. How are you today?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm great. You know what? I see some blue skies out there.
It's amazing, isn't it? When you see blue sky, yes, you can actually see Roxy Ann from the South Valley.
Yes, it's beautiful, and congrats on your move, you guys.
Thanks. We're not sure all our phone lines are working, but we're getting people in here 2 at a time.
Yeah, it was tough. I called no less than 67 times this morning. No kidding.
Really? And how did you get a busy signal?
Yeah. You can't complete your call at this time. It was very interesting. That's the first time that's ever happened. So I thought perhaps you had like 1,000 people on the line.
No, it's every time. That's why I've been saying we have a phone line open more often, because I got the feeling we were down to 2. So I'll have to take that up with the chief engineer. But it's good to know, and I'm sorry that you went through that. But here you are.
Okay. I'm patient. I know you're patient. I'm patient. So I wanted to tell you something real exciting. Shepherd's Dream is welcoming back the nature and wildlife fine art of Ashland's Pam Hornschild. This 2-month display is a variety of gorgeous watercolors of birds, Jeff, and it's in honor of the 2018 Year of the Bird. And I was reading up on that National Geographic. Very interesting. Very interesting. She does a fantastic job, and this is like the third time that we've shown her work. It's all new. And joining in is a classic jazz trio of Shake and Bake. Did you happen to get that clip?
I do, and here's a little bit of Shake and Bake.
No, no, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for.
Shake and Bake doing Blue Moon. They'll be at Shepherd's Dream when?
Oh, that's going to be today, 5 to 8 at First Friday Art Walk, of course. And I have something else that's really exciting. We like to reach out to the community, and we're promoting an entrepreneur, young girl, who created a very interesting blend of mushroom teas, believe it or not, with her company Zoom Out Mycology. So she'll be there presenting that and having a little taste test. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is, don't forget that Shepherd's Dream also hand makes all woolen mattresses, pillows, and comforts. And we'd love it if you stay for the art, listen to some music, and take a lay down on one of our gorgeous artisan-made all-woolen beds.
All right, Shepherd's Dream on the plaza in Ashland, right next to Martoli's Pizza, if you need another landmark there.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Jeffrey.
Thank you, Teresa. Thanks for trying to get through, and we appreciate your persistence. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone line open. Here is Mike at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. Welcome back to the Exchange.
Thanks, Jeff. Hey, I've got some exciting news here. I have received emails this morning. I know we've been talking about it a lot, but it looks like the Brit Orchestra is going to be able to return to the Pavilion in Jacksonville for next weekend's concerts. We'll be sending out official notices this morning and keep you posted. But for the time being, this evening we will be performing, or the Brit Orchestra will be performing, at North Medford High School, where we've been this weekend and last weekend due to the smoke. But we're really excited to be able to return to the Pavilion for our final weekend.
Yeah, it wouldn't feel like a regular orchestra season without getting outdoors at least one weekend.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got really nice programs. We had to rearrange them because we had to make a decision on being able to perform the Mahler piece on the final evening. But I think we've still got a really great program put together for every one of these nights. So come on out to see the Brit Orchestra.
All right, sounds great. Go ahead.
You know, things continue on. We start off on Thursday, August 16th with Revolution, and that's followed by Dispatch, Brandy Carlile, Peter Frampton, Portugal the Man. We've got a great August going here at Brit. So,
wow, you really do.
You know, lots to come out and do. The Brit Kids concerts continue to go on. We'll make an announcement on moving those back outdoors as well, I'm sure. And so it's all looking very good, and we're really happy to see some clear skies.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for sharing the news with us, Mike. It's really good to know that the Brit Orchestra will get to play outdoors, not this weekend, but next weekend at the Hill at Jacksonville.
Correct. And for all details, just go to britfest.org. We try to keep it updated as best possible.
Okay, Mike at the Brit Festival, always good to hear from you. Here's Dan at the Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Hey, Jeffrey, good morning.
Good
Happy
morning.
August.
Good to have you here.
Gotcha. Hey, we've got a new show opening up next week. It's the Spotlight, which are kind of exclusive to Camelot. Spotlight on the Kingston Trio. So we're bringing back some classic Americana music. And what's interesting is the one of the members playing is actually one of the original Kingston Trio performers, and that's Bob Hayworth.
Really?
Yeah, Bob lives here in the Valley, and he's actually writing the script for this. We do a little bit of biography and then also all the music from the group. So he's definitely well-versed in what the trio did since he was there. So we like to promote this as 33% accurate.
It's a spotlight on the Kingston Trio with one real person from the Kingston Trio.
Real trio.
All right. And that starts when?
That opens up on the 9th, next week. So the 9th, and it runs clear through the 26th. It runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday matinees. And again, that's one that we're really excited about, these spotlights. But they'll be playing songs that a lot of folks may not remember the trio, but Scotch and Soda was a huge hit for them, and Tom Dooley. And they did a lot of other artists. They're doing This Land Is Your Land by Guthrie, but Worried Man, MTA, a lot of songs that were their originals. So it'll be a fun evening to come out to the Camelot.
All right, Camelot Theater and Talent hosting Spotlight on the Kingston Trio. Thanks for calling, Dan Hauser. Final call, the last 2 minutes of the hour, go to Hyla at the Grants Pass Museum of Art. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi.
So I want to announce today that we are opening a brand new exhibit called Ambus, and it includes 8 Oregon women, and they're everything from sculpture to fabric to stained glass to handmade books and paintings, and it's just amazing. So don't miss seeing it. It'll be there till about the 20th of September.
All right. And you also have...
Gallery 1 downstairs has demonstrations tonight. Susan Paul Williams will be demonstrating how to make pottery on a wheel outside. And inside, Janice Dunn will be making baskets.
And you have some musical acts coming too, don't you, Hyla?
I do. On August 24th, we have Danica and Jeb. They're from Nashville, and they've won tons of awards, and they are really amazing. And then on August 31st, which you have a clip of, Rupert Waits will be back, and he's from New York City, and he lives part-time in New York and Colorado, although he was born in England and studied at Oxford.
Okay, let's hear a real quick clip of Rupert, because we're almost out of time.
Got it.
Songbird with a voice full of joy, and as small as my thumb, has made her nest in my home and sings to the rising sun.
Rupert Waits coming to the Grants Pass Museum when, Hyla?
On August 31st. You can buy tickets online at gpmuseum.com or call us at 541-479-3290.
Okay, always big stuff going on at the GP Museum all through the month of August. Thanks so much for joining us, Hyla. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. This has been another successful edition of First Friday Arts, even without the other 5 phone lines. Thanks for listening. Short break, and then we'll come back with more stuff. She said,